At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
With my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American research professor at the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, Venezuela. It's non-transparent. It's a mystery as to the direction of the Maduro regime, making bold links with adversaries of the United States and, to my understanding, most of the Americas, with Moscow, with Tehran, with Pyongyang, with Beijing. And yet, there is an election promised by the Maduro regime at the end of July. And then we have an item here that is suggestive but not in any way clarifying. Venezuela has revoked, writes Reuters, its invitation to the European Union to send election observers for a presidential contest in July. Earlier this month, the EU temporarily removed individual sanctions on Amoroso, a move which Elvis Amoroso, the head of the National Electoral Council in Venezuela, rejected. Shortly afterward, the government-controlled legislature approved a measure to ask the CNE to revoke the invitation for EU electoral observers. The CNE is a body in Venezuela about national electoral council, the national elections. Professor, this is a lot of bureaucratic language that suggests something's going to happen between now and the vote at the end of July, probably because the opposition, led by a little-known man who's a mild-mannered accountant who was acceptable to Maduro as an opponent from the opposition, despite the fact that they disenfranchised Ms. Machado, who won the opposition's primary, that Gonzalez, I believe is his name, is running well ahead of Maduro. And last week you puzzled, how does this election go forward? So this bureaucratic language about suspending this and removing that, are they tiptoeing towards canceling? How do you see this going for the next, 8 weeks?
Well, John, I think certainly Maduro is keeping his options open. I would be extremely surprised if Maduro, with his sophistication, actually allows a technically free and fair election, which could remove him from power and eventually lead to not only the loss of the sinecures that the Chavistas have had now for over a decade and a half, but also potentially lead to criminal actions against them for the various things that they've been involved with, drugs and other crimes, as well as, of course, human rights violations for which they have been subject to investigations and charges of investigations. The question, though, is that given that right now, you have essentially the anybody but Maduro option, which is currently headed by the titular Edmundo Gonzalez, running 50% in the polls versus 32% for Maduro. The question becomes, is that lead too big to steal? And there are a variety of different ways to steal an election. Maduro will continue to use his bully pulpit, which gives him virtually unlimited capability to broadcast versus lack of communication options by the opposition. Although Venezuelans have found a way to communicate their dissent, there's a question of do you keep people from getting to polling places? Do you inhibit the registration of people that are anti-Maduro? The day of the polling, do you actually use violence or other things to intimidate opposition voters? Do you do the traditional things like stuffing or stealing ballot boxes, or do you use the control that Venezuela has over the electoral system itself, which is actually an electronic system, in order to electronically defraud voters? To me, this latest move with Amoroso, which basically blew up a almost insignificant small fight with the EU into an excuse to say that EU electoral observers could not attend. So obviously, if you intend to steal the elections, one of the things that you have to do is try to get rid of as many international observers as possible. We can remember that in 2018 in Bolivia, that Evo Morales thought that he could steal that election in front of Organization of American States observers. And the fact that they were there helped to lead to the protests that forced him to flee the presidential palace. And so what happened in the case of Elvis Amoroso, who is the head of their national electoral body, is that the EU, I think, trying to actually reward him for his good behavior, had removed him technically from the EU sanctions. Amoroso felt, I think, pressure within Venezuela to not be signaled out as a good guy, which becomes a liability with the Chavistas. To say, no, you can't remove me from sanctions. You have to remove everyone from sanctions. And the fact that you haven't removed everyone from sanctions means that I'm going to disqualify the EU. And so, in a sense, if this is something that started from his embarrassment within the Chavista circle from being called out for good behavior by the EU, he felt compelled to basically denounce the EU. But again, that is a behavior that doesn't make a lot of sense unless you take it in the context of using this as an excuse to get rid of those EU observers. I think at the end of the day, it's not yet clear whether the advantage the opposition has is so big that Maduro will just try to steal the elections, or whether Maduro will try to do something else, possibly a escalation of the military conflict that they're maintaining with Guyana or other things, or perhaps a new invention of a supposed coup plot to oust Maduro. So it remains unclear whether he'll just try to steal the election or whether he'll come up with an excuse to not have the election on July 28th. I think right now the question is all options are open, and they're moving forward trying to create the conditions for staying in power one way or another.
No violence, Professor. I don't see any violence in this because Maduro has that much power. Is that correct? There's no revolutionary movement in Venezuela that would use gunplay. We have 30 seconds.
Well, the problem is that the Venezuelan military and police have been firmly in control the Venezuelans, of course, also with the penetration of Cuban intelligence. And so, absent a break in that, when you control the means of coercion, it becomes very, very difficult to displace the regime by getting people into the streets and splitting the government.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. We're headed to Argentina. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.